it was a case of us having to keep the pace and really dictate the game, especially Matt was really a hell of a lot faster than they were, but that makes it difficult to maintain sometimes. And I think obviously they're a very good pair, and they switch tactics very well. So I think it was a case of us kind of doing what we were doing and getting ahead, them adjusting or switching. And because they were switching, maybe it was going a little bit flat. But then we got going again and we kept on top. And when it really mattered in the latter sets, we took it.
Well, I was checking the rankings. You're not ranked. I don't understand it. Matt, explain.
We've been put together, well, firstly because my partner got injured and we wanted to both play mixed, so we both asked if we can play mixed together. It's turned out a lot better than we would have hoped for. We got first tournament was the Nationals, and we got to the semis there, taking the number two seed to top 20 in the world to three sets, which was a lot better than we thought. And today we've proven that we've beaten an established pair that have beaten other really good pairs as well.
Why do you think you're being so successful? Because this is only your second tournament together?
I think our communications are really good in training, so we knew we had a short time frame, and that's almost pushed us to work even harder and to make sure that every bit of communication, every bit of training we do is top class, like quality stuff, because we can't waste a moment when you've only got a month or so to prepare for these kind of things, if that actually. So I think we've both got a really similar drive and motivation, and the communication's been really good. And if one of us isn't on it, the other one's not afraid to say so. And I think that's why it's worked so well.
Does this create a bit of a problem later on, a little bit of a dilemma? Are you two going to stay together, or what are you going to do? I know it's early days because you're still in the tournament.
I don't know if Lauren wants to stay with me. We've got to cross that bridge when we come to it. We're playing slightly different tournaments this season, so we're only playing in the tournaments that we're playing in at the moment, that we're both in. But hopefully, yeah, we can discuss in the future playing a lot more tournaments together and maybe establish a partnership in the future.
Does that mean it all comes down to trust, I suppose? Because, you know, your partner is going to do the best that they can.
Yeah, I think, especially for me on court, to be able to have that confidence that, right, I can just go for this shot, I can commit 100% where I want to go and create pressure for them, and that Matt's going to cover me because he's quick enough, he's good enough, he's got the shots. But as well, the trust that you know that kind of on court they're always giving the best and they're going to be honest with you and you're going to try and help each other. So it's not just having the trust and the confidence in each other on court, it's having it off court, which is massively important, especially in mixed, which is such a tactical game. And I think that's why we've progressed so well so early.
Lots of good luck for your first round this Wednesday. Just one question for you, Lauren. You're playing with Gabby Adcock in the women's doubles, world ranked 28. How do you view the matches coming up? And hopefully it is matches plural.
Yeah, I think we've got a very tough first round. We're playing a Dutch pair that have had some really good results recently, but I don't think it's anything out of our reach. I think if we play like we know we can and we play the solid game, we are in there with a good chance.